Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a neighbor, a righteous person, in the name of a righteous person, will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome. 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 All right, your turn. A bit of a forced exercise, so just bear with me. I would like you to turn around to two or three people beside you and just simply say welcome. And in response, say welcome back. No need to move around much, just to the people close to you. Welcome each other. All right, let me gather you back. Let me gather you back. Thank you for participating with me. How'd that feel? Kind of good, right? I know a little forced, but you know, it kind of gets you going a little bit, doesn't it? There's something beautiful, something human, deeply human, when we see another person eye to eye and say welcome, and then have them welcome us back. It is what I would call, it's humanizing. And Jesus, who came to earth to tell us the truth about God and what it means to be truly human, expresses this in our gospel today. Jesus lived a life of welcome. He recognized the humanity in every person he met, even those people that society said were less than human. The prostitutes, the tax collectors, the sinners, those with leprous diseases. Jesus saw them not as their disease or as their profession, but as their humanness. He recognized their humanity. And the beautiful thing about recognizing someone else's humanity is that when we do that, we affirm our own humanity. Now, unfortunately, the opposite is true. When we oppress someone, when we judge someone, when we hate someone, when we ridicule someone, when we abuse someone, what is that behavior called? It is dehumanizing. And the cruel thing about dehumanizing behavior is that it dehumanizes the oppressor as well. Desmond Tutu said it best about apartheid. In an oppressive system, not only is the oppressed enslaved, so is the oppressor. But in the kingdom of God, where our humanity is recognized and affirmed, all are equal, and the glory of God blooms exponentially. Allow me a story. This last week, I was with 11 of our confirmation youth, rising juniors and seniors, on our first ever urban mission trip. We were in Los Angeles, and we partnered with several rescue missions as the week went on. And on Tuesday and Thursday, we were in downtown partnering with the St. Francis Center that provides a homeless meal or breakfast first and then converts into a food bank for the people who need food. So we drive up to the St. Francis Center, and it is Skid Row. If you've seen that before, what you know is you see makeshift tents, makeshift homes, people of various dirtiness and clothing sleeping on the streets, and many of them lined up to get into the St. Francis Center. And if I could do it justice, when I looked in the rearview mirror, most of our teenagers looked like this. Our leader went into the St. Francis Center. We all stayed in the car, and he was like, "Come on!" So we get the kids out of the van, and they're all huddled by the van. And we walked to the St. Francis Center in this group, not really talking, just getting inside. And then they were given instructions as to how we would serve breakfast and how we would actually engage with the guests. We were encouraged to, as we were providing food, to also join in conversation. And it was beautiful to see these young men and women sort of break out of that first timid shell of seeing the people as the other and begin to converse with them, to hear their story, to share their joy, to hear their gratitude that we were there. It was remarkable. You know, in our conversations that evening, many of the youth said how incredible it was to meet people who on the outside looked to have such terrible lives and to discover they had so much joy. So on Thursday, we drive up to the same street. It is the same view, but this time there's an abounding joy as we leap from the van, and the kids are already at the door before I'm off the driver's seat, and they're saying hello to all the people we met 2 days before. And in the meal, the conversations continue. There's even more conversation, more joy, more beauty at recognizing that we are the same. We are all beloved children of God. So perhaps for me, the most profound moment was when we were done for that day and getting back into the vans to leave for our last time together at St. Francis. All these people who were living on the street there, who'd come in for the meal and then were back on the street, as our van pulled away, all of them were waving goodbye. It was tremendous. For you see, when we recognize the full glory of God in others, we affirm the full glory of God in ourselves, which is truth, which is true. Welcome. Welcome. Amen.